This is Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF, and our veggie chef is here for her weekly visit, and Andrea Mattioni-Willis is our veggie chef, and she tells me, you tell me, that a lot of times people buy things because they just think it's easier than making them at home, but some things are actually pretty darn easy to make at home.
Exactly.
And maybe they ought to give that a try, huh?
Well, I fall into that all the time myself. For instance, I used to buy my tahini, which is sesame paste, which you use in a lot of things like hummus, or you can use it to make certain dressings. And there's a Mediterranean market near my house, and I would just buy it there because it was good, and it didn't seem to cost too much. Well, then the store closed, and I went to price the tahini at my grocery store. And it was almost twice as much. It was like $10 for a jar of this.
Ooh.
And so I thought, well, you know, maybe I can make it myself. I know basically what it is. And I did. And I got a lot of tahini for half the price. And
But it took a little motivation.
It took looking at the price.
Sticker shock.
Yeah. Oh, that's how much it is. Maybe I can make it. And then, of course, you know, we all know hummus really isn't that hard to make. But I see people buying it all the time in the store. Small container, I think it's like a 6-ounce container, is at least $3. And then olive tapenade, which is an olive spread, I've seen jars of that stuff anywhere from $5 to $6 to $7, $8 even.
Mm.
And you can make that at home too. So that's what we're going to talk about, making tahini, hummus, and this olive tapenade, which is really good.
Okay.
So I told you why I decided to make the homemade tahini. And then all you need to do that is have raw sesame seeds, which you toast in the oven. And when they're cool, you put them in a food processor, add olive oil until you have a creamy but not runny consistency. Then you put the tahini in the jar and store it in the fridge for a couple months.
That's all?
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
And we'll have the specifics, of course, on our Facebook page and on WVTF.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, hummus is another item people will buy. You know, and I told you how much a small container is. I made over three times that amount. You know, the 6 ounce for $3 for about $3.
Wow.
And now that you have your homemade tahini, take some of that, some garbanzo beans, lemon juice, garlic, and olive oil, and a couple of spices if you want, and process them in the food processor until you have a nice dip-like consistency. And a note on the garlic, you can make that a touch more mild by rubbing the peeled garlic cloves in olive oil and pop them in the oven for 10 minutes. Which you can do when you have the oven heated from toasting the sesame seeds.
That's right.
So we're being efficient and we're saving money.
Yeah.
And while we have the food processor still out, but cleaned of your hummus leavings, you can make the olive tapenade, which is, of course, is a rich olive spread that has many different versions. For my easy version, all you need to do is process green olives, not the kind stuffed with pimentos, black olives, garlic, and some lemon rind, which you can get off of the lemons you've squeezed to put in your hummus. So we're reusing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you have all these delicious homemade items, you can enjoy a pita with the hummus and the tapenade, or you can serve the hummus and the olives with pita chips, or you can make a nice hummus wrap with olive tapenade. I like to add sriracha chili hot sauce to mine and alfalfa sprouts. So there's a lot you can do with what you've made, and it makes a lot too. So if you have any questions about what I've shared today or any other recipes, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good advice.
Well, thank you. I try.